The government of Brazil announced yesterday that it is expelling a New York Times reporter for writing an article about the drinking habits of Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The article in question says President Lula has kept a low profile in recent months, and that, in the Times' words, has spurred speculation that his apparent disengagement and passivity may somehow be related to his appetite for alcohol. The reaction in Brasilia was swift. Lula's spokesman accused the Times of yellow journalism. José Genuino, the leader of Lula's Workers' Party, called the article libelous.
It's a speculative story without any foundation in reality. I would expect a newspaper like the Times to demand more proof, more names and dates when publishing an article of this kind.
Lula's supporters say the article relied too heavily on quotes from one of Lula's political rivals, and they insist the president's drinking is not a national concern. The Times reporter, Larry Roeder, was not available for comment, but the Times spokesperson says the paper believes the article was accurate. Politicians who know Lula well admit he drinks, but they say they've never seen him abuse alcohol. Veteran political science professor Luiz Pedoni says Lula's drinking is a subject of private conversation in the Brazilian capital, but he says the real problem is that people didn't like the fact that the issue was raised by a foreign newspaper.
The reaction was much more in the sense that something which is to be treated as a family case, as a problem that should be solved inside the house.
Still, Pedoni is shocked by Lula's decision to expel the reporter, a move he calls a major blunder.
I'm very afraid of the negative repercussions of this case. This is something very bad.
But the government's move is likely to be popular in Brazil, at least at first blush. Anti-American sentiment has been growing since the invasion of Iraq, and Brazilians such as José Carlos Assis Lima, an unemployed mechanic in Rio, have rallied to their president. Lima says he didn't like Lula until he saw that he was being criticized by the Americans. The person who said such a thing in the paper about Lula is an insignificant idiot, Lima says. Some commentators here have even speculated that the Times story was made to order, somehow an American retaliation for Brazil's recent success in trade disputes with Washington. The broad anti-American feeling here was summed up in an editorial cartoon on the front page of Rio's biggest newspaper yesterday. In the cartoon, an indignant President Bush scolds Lula for drinking, even as Bush himself is shown dragging an Iraqi prisoner by a leash. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.